The GOP-led General Assembly and Democratic Governor Andy Beshear have both signed off on a temporary extension of the state of emergency and a series of executive orders until the legislature returns to Frankfurt for its regular session early next year. The decision may sound surprising to those who have followed ongoing arguments between the two, but as House Speaker David Osborne explained, there was relatively little controversy over a number of smaller changes made by the administration over the course of the crisis, ones that haven't necessarily dominated the headlines.
Much of that discussion has focused on the things that we disagree on, whether it be mask or whether it be capacity restrictions and other shutdowns. But by and large, most of the executive orders were very, very important, and I think most people were in agreement with.
Some examples: measures that allow people to refill prescriptions more safely, secure workers' compensation for frontline workers, and recognizing doctors and nurses from other states, items Beshear has referred to as the, quote, belt and suspenders of his administration's COVID response. While not all of the orders were extended, including at least one dealing with unemployment, Beshear said 95% of the foundational efforts of his team were left intact. I'm Josh James reporting.